absolutely delighted with the news that the Chamber of Ireland have recognised the Remelton Historic Towns Initiative in this way. As you said, we've been nominated in the Excellence in Local Government Award in the Heritage and Built Environment category. And again, I think it's sort of a reflection sort of all the hard work that all our partners put into the project. Obviously Donegal County Council, the Remelton Georgian Society, Daedalus Architecture, and of course the local property owners themselves.
And what this points to, I suppose, Joe, is that when it comes to a project like this, no person, no organisation is an island. It is a matter of cooperation. That Donegal County Council may have led it, but Donegal County Council couldn't have done this on its own.
Oh no, absolutely. It was absolutely critical that there was community engagement and community involvement, and we're very fortunate in that the Remelton Georgian Society were great community partners, and you know, they have great community ambassadors like Joe Burney and Jean Winston as well, who put us in contact with the local people and got the local support for the project itself. And the project itself resulted in the conservation of 14 historic buildings along Castle Street at the Market Cross, and of course the House on the Brae in Remelton as well.
Now, we know, for instance, that this week we've also seen €100,000 allocated to Lifford under another scheme, not necessarily linked with your own department, but I'm sure Donegal County Council can learn from what happened in Remelton in terms of the community involvement, in terms of the best way to go about ensuring that whatever money is coming in from whatever government department, the potential of it and the opportunity from it is maximised.
Absolutely, and it's also critical too that, you know, the principles of best conservation practice are applied to our historic buildings. So again, we approach these buildings in the form of minimum intervention. So we repaired rather than replaced. And again, we had climate change considerations in mind in terms of the work that we did. So it's that kind of minimal impact, but again, conserving the historic fabric that's there that really lends our town's character.